Hey there, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're diving into Sherry Tockle's Alone Together. And Sophie, I have to tell you, this one hit me right in the gut.
Right? It's one of those books that feels more urgent every year. I'm glad we're talking about it. So, what grabbed you first?
The robot stuff. Tockle opens with these social robots designed for nursing homes and kids, like Paro the Robotic Seal. And people are forming real attachments to them. Elderly residents treat Paro like a living pet.
And that's the thing, the robots don't actually understand you. They're programmed to simulate empathy, but the simulation is good enough that people prefer it to real human relationships.
Because robots are safe. They don't judge you. They don't get tired of you. They don't leave. It's companionship without any of the demands.
Exactly. And Tockle's point is that the very qualities that make real relationships hard, vulnerability, effort, the risk of rejection, are also what make them meaningful. When we opt for the robot, we lose that.
Yeah, I found myself thinking about AI companions we already have. Like, is Siri or Alexa making us less patient with actual people?
That's exactly where she's going. And then she shifts from robots to networks, the smartphone and social media part of the book. That's where it got really personal for me.
Because we've all felt that pull. She talks about moving from conversation to connection. Conversation is messy, unpredictable, requires you to be fully present. Connection is controlled. You can edit your texts, choose when to respond.
And she argues that we're losing the ability to read emotions, to be present, to handle silence. Plus, we never have to be alone with our own thoughts because we can always pick up our phones.
That part about solitude really stuck with me. Tockle says the ability to be alone is essential for developing a sense of self. If we're constantly distracted, we never build that inner resource.
And then we become dependent on external validation, likes, comments, and messages. She calls it the Goldilocks effect. We want connection, but not too much. On our own terms.
Right? We text instead of calling. We post instead of sharing. We're connected to hundreds of people online, but have fewer deep relationships. It's a paradox.
And the book is full of interviews that make it real. Teenagers who prefer texting because it gives them time to craft the perfect response. College students anxious without their phones. Parents checking email during family dinners.
The term alone together, being physically with people but mentally elsewhere, that's the experience of sitting in a restaurant with your family while scrolling Instagram. Tockle says attention isn't infinite.
Every time we look at our phone, we're choosing not to be fully present with the person right in front of us. And that has consequences for empathy, for relationships, for how we see ourselves.
She's not anti-technology, though. She acknowledges the benefits, staying in touch with loved ones far away, finding community online. But she wants us to use it thoughtfully.
Right.
Technology is not neutral. The tools we use shape how we think and relate. Social media is designed to capture attention, not to nurture relationships. If we want different outcomes, we need to design and use them differently.
The part that got me was about young people growing up with smartphones. They've never known a world without constant connection. They have hundreds of online friends, but feel lonely. They're skilled at managing digital identities, but struggle with face-to-face conversation.
And Tockle doesn't blame them. She sees them as products of a culture that prioritized connection over conversation, efficiency over intimacy. It's a structural issue, not individual failing.
So what's the takeaway? She suggests creating sacred spaces without devices, the dinner table, the bedroom, practicing conversation, making eye contact, listening without distraction.
The most profound connections we'll ever have are with each other, not with machines. And that requires presence. The book is a call to be intentional about how we use technology.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is that we need to protect our capacity for solitude and genuine presence. Those are technologies too, in a way, and they're more important than anything in our pockets.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, what's your final thought on Alone Together?
It's a mirror. Tickle shows us what we're becoming, but she also reminds us we have a choice. The messy, beautiful, difficult work of being human is worth it. We'll see you in the next one.